Good morning, everyone.
大家早上。
It's always a pleasure to be here.
总是非常的高兴和大家在一起。
If you've been coming to hear me speak for the last number of months, you understand I like to look at small passages of scripture.
如果你过去的几个月每次看到我在这里讲到的时候你就会知道我喜欢这个圣经里头一小段一小段一小段的来讲道。
And the positive side is this is how we really get to understand what Paul was talking about as he wrote this letter to the Ephesians.
这种讲到的好处就是我们能够看到这个保罗把他的讲到的内容一步一步的讲清楚。
And here's a list of all the little sections that we've covered so far.
这是我们一系列的讲到的题目都是讲我们是谁。
And today we're talking about how we should walk with Christ.
那我们今天要讲的题目是我们怎样和基督同行。
But there's a downside to teaching this way.
但是这样讲到的方法有一个缺点。
Especially when I'm only here about one time every month.
特别是像我这样每个月只是来一次。
The hard thing is we can easily forget what each of the bigger or each of the small sections how they're tied together.
这个问题就是我们常常会忘掉上次讲的是什么，然后很难把每一个讲到的题目之间连接起来。
And we can, it's hard for us to see the logic in how Paul is writing together one big letter.
题目之间连接起来。
And we can, it's hard for us to see the logic in how Paul is writing together one big letter when we're only looking at the smaller parts.
因为我们只是在一段一段、一小部分、一小部分看。那有时候我们就不能看到保罗把这一个整个的 一卷书写下来的逻辑之间的关系。
With me, we've been studying this book all year.
我在这讲到讲这个题目，这卷书已经讲了差不多一年了。
But this was a letter that was meant to be read all at one time.
但本身这卷书本意是在教会一次就读完。
So I'm hoping this morning to maybe string the pearls back into the necklace.So that we can see the beauty of the whole letter.
所以我今天想要把这些珍珠串起来，变成一个漂亮的项链，让我们来看到这卷书的全貌。
Especially as we look to see how Paul uses this metaphor of walking with Christ.
特别是要让大家看到保罗用和基督同行这个比喻。
As we've read from the very opening verse in verse 17.It talks about that I testify in the Lord that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do in the futility of their minds.
特别是这段圣经的第一节经文就是以弗所书四章十七节说，所以我说，且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再像外邦人，存虚妄的心行事。
So Paul uses this interesting word testifying.
保罗在这里用了一个非常有意思的词，这个词就是确实的说或者做见证。
And it's a very Greek way of wanting to emphasize the importance of this next section of what he's talking about.
这个词在希腊语语法里头就是来表示接下去的那一部分的重要性。
This word testify comes from a Greek word that, that we also get the word to be martyred.
这个作证。这个词从希腊语里头，它是跟另外一个词是同根的。这个词就是烈士或者是殉道者。
You know, so sometimes in English we say this is something so important that I'm going to die on this hill, right?
在英语里头有时候我们会说这个东西太重要了，我今天要死在这个山上。
And we say this to say I'm being insistent about the things that I'm about to say.
这个话的意思就是我非常的坚持我要讲的这个话。
And this is similar to Paul's point of emphasis in this next section of Scripture.
这个就是，实际上保罗也是这样，他一定要强调他接下来那个部分他所要讲的话。
Paul also,
所以他用了这个词。
Paul also uses the word futility.
保罗又用了另外一个词，这个词是虚妄的。
And it includes this idea of emptiness or uselessness.
这个虚妄这个词有两层意思，一个就是没有用，另外一个就是空虚。
So Paul is encouraging us to walk in the purposefulness of knowing Christ, not in the uselessness of how we used to walk.
所以保罗在这里让我们过一个 有目标的与神同行的生活，而不是一个没有人生目标的一个生活。
Well, it's interesting because we don't always remember what we our life before Christ looked like.
有意思的是，我们常常不知道我们认识耶稣以前我们的生活是什么样子的，我们不一定记得。
Especially if some of us became believers at a very young age.
特别是我们中间的有一些人在年纪小小的时候就变成信徒。
And Paul is going to use some very vivid language to describe what the Gentiles' way of life looks like.
所以保罗在这里他会用非常非常生动的话来描述外邦人的生活，就是我们认识主耶稣基督以前的生活。
And so this morning I want to issue just a little warning about how we talk about unbelievers.
所以今天早上我要在这里给大家一个警告，这个警告就是我们一定要注意我们跟没有信主的人啊，非基督徒说话的时候要注意到的一个地方。
In the way that Paul describes how the Gentiles walk, he's not trying to denigrate those who have yet to believe.
保罗在这里来描述非信徒的生活的时候，他并不是有来诋毁他们行为的这个本意。
But instead, what he's trying to do is to illustrate how those who are believers used to walk before they believed.
他在这里强调的是用这些词来描述我们作为信徒，当我们还没有成为信徒的时候，我们的光景，我们的生活。
But sometimes we as the church use unkind language to describe those who are still in the process of believing.
但是常常我们在教会，我们用一些不是非常好听的词来形容那些还没有信主的人。
It was true for us that before we came to faith in Christ, we were lost, and afterWe believed in Christ, we were found.
这是确实的，我们在认识耶稣以前，我们是失丧的，然后认识耶稣的时候，我们就会被找到。
But for those that are still considering the claims of Christ, it's not very kind sometimes to refer to them as lost because they may not feel that way about themselves.
但是我们说那些人是失丧的人，他们听了可能会觉得不舒服，因为他们不认为自己是失丧的人。然后会觉得得到了冒犯。
So what Paul is wanting to do as he introduces this section of scripture is to give us a metaphor of walking with Christ.
所以保罗在这段经文里头来给了我们一个比喻，比喻我们怎么样要跟基督一起同行。
But life in America is kind of mechanized now and we don't spend as much of our day walking as people throughout history used to do.
今天的美国这个生活是完全的机械化，所以我们真正走路的机会不是很多，跟历史上以前人行走完全不一样。
So I don't want us to miss the implications of this metaphor.
所以但是我不想让大家来抓不住我用这个行走这个比喻的这个来想要表达的意思。
Think about Paul in his own lifetime.
我们可以一起来想象保罗在他当时的那个时代，
He had already walked all the way from Jerusalem to Rome.
他已经从耶路撒冷一直走到罗马。
In our early days of learning Chinese, our friends tried to get us to learn some traditional sayings that would help us navigate the culture.
我在中国一开始学习中文的时候，我的一些朋友教我一些中国的谚语，让我们能够来了解中国的文化。
Because sometimes we would find ourselves in social situations that we really didn't know what the appropriate thing to say was.
因为在一些社交场合，我作为一个外国人，常常不知道什么样的话讲出来是合适的。
And so some of these sayings kind of helped us to engage culturally, and some of them had to do with walking.
所以这些中国的谚语有时候能帮助我们在这种社交场合能够融入进去。那有些谚语呢跟行走有关系。
So if we had a friend that was going on a journey, what would we say?
所以如果有的朋友要去旅行，我们该说什么？
一路顺风， right?
我们说一路顺风。
We got caught at a wedding one time and I didn't know what to say, and so they taught a good wedding phrase.
有一次在婚礼上不知道要说什么话，那他们就告诉我了一个在婚礼上常常讲的话。
So I'll start, you finish. So zao sheng gui zi, bai tou xie lao, right? So one was talking about walking on a journey, that one was talking about walking down the aisle.
所以这个都是在讲走，一个是旅行，一个是walking on the aisle， 就结婚的时候，新郎新娘从那个走廊上走过来，都是个走。
But the one that we learned first and was the easiest to practice is what happens after a meal.
但是我们学的谚语中间，学的最容易，一学就会，然后也可以来操练的，就是讲吃完饭之后该做什么。So
let's all read together. 吃饭后，百步走，活到99。 Right? So after you eat, then walk 100 steps, and you will live to be 99 years old. Right? It includes this idea of eating and walking and living.
这个谚语里头，有这个三个意思在里头，一个是吃，一个是走，还有一个是活。
And Paul kind of takes this same idea and turns it into a metaphor into scripture.
保罗基础也就是把这个谚语的这个意思，把它用在了这段经文里头。And
he uses it to describe the Christian life.
他用它来描述我们基督徒的生活。
Paul spent a good bit of time talking about our access to Jesus and how it changed as we began to believe in him.
保罗在这卷书的前面一直讲我们怎么样能够来到基督的面前来改变我们的生活。
And now he wants to encourage us that now that our lives have been changed, there's no reason to walk in life the way that we used to walk.
他现在告诉我们的是我们的生命已经得到改变，我们不应该
The opportunity that we have to change, plus the empowerment that we have to change, leads to an expectation that our life would change.
这些变化的机会，还有神给我们变化的能力，应该带来变化的结果。这个变化的结果就是我们的生命得到改变。And
our life changes to look more like Jesus.
让我们的生命变成更像耶稣。
This metaphor of walking is found throughout the whole letter to the Ephesians.
这个行走这个比喻在以弗所书整卷书里头从头到尾经常的出现。
We already talked about the first time that it happened. That was in Ephesians chapter 2.
我们已经讲到过这个第一次出现的时候在以弗所书的第二章。
Here Paul was reminding the Ephesian believers that they were really bad off before meeting Christ, and now they had equal access to him.
在这段圣经里头，保罗和以弗所的信徒来告诉他们，他们以前的光景是非常非常的不好，但是他们今天能够接受主。And
he talked about the fact that before Christ we were walking in sin.
他在这段经文里头讲，实际上就是说，在我们认识主耶稣以前，我们是在罪里头行走。Later
in the same chapter, he wanted them to know that they were created with a purpose. And that God had done had prepared some things for us, and that we should walk in what He had prepared for us.
后面一段，以弗所书第二章第十节就讲神对我们的生命，他有一个设计，我们是他的工作，我们要按照他给我们预备的去行，就是行善。
And then early in chapter 4, Paul reminds us that we were called to Him to have a relationship with Him, and that we should walk in a manner worthy of our calling.
以弗所书后面，以弗所书第四章的第一节，保罗在这里说：“我们蒙召，我们要有一个有人生目标的生活，我们的行事为人应该与我们蒙召的恩相称。”And
in today's passage, he talks about that we should not be walking as the Gentiles do, not walking the way that we used to walk before knowing Christ.
在今天的经文里头，他说：“我们不应该像外邦人那样行，不应该像我们以前没认识主。”
By chapter 5, Paul is going to encourage us to walk in love. And later in that chapter, he will talk about walking in this new reality that we have as children of the light, not children of the darkness.
那一个真实的情况是我们要行在光明之中，因为我们是光明之 子，我们不应该再行在黑暗中。
And then in chapter 5:2, he concludes this metaphor with a warning so that we would be careful how we walk out our Christian faith before other people.
然后在第五章的最后，他又对我们有一个警告，让我们要谨慎啊，我们行在别人面前的时候，我们要特别的谨慎。
So 7 different times in this letter, Paul brings this metaphor to life, and he's emphasizing not what happens on Sundays, but what happens in between Sundays.
保罗用这个行这个比喻啊，在这卷书里用到七个地方。这个七个地方讲的是不是我们星期天早上在这里要做的，而是在星期一到星期六要做的。
And that's how we live out our Christian life in front of others who have not yet believed.
星期一到星期六就是我们活出我们基督信仰，在别人面前，特别是在那个不信的人面前，活出我们的信仰。
So let's have a moment of reflection.
所以我们一起来审查审查自己。
In our lives, how much attention are we paying to Monday through Saturday? Instead of as we walk around town and where we live and work and play.
我们一起来想想，我们从星期一到星期六啊，我们在这个生活在这个城市里，走在街上，我们是怎样的生活？我们啊，怎么样工作？我们怎么样学习？我们怎么样来娱乐
？Or are we just trying to hold everything together on Sunday mornings?
而是我们只是没有想到星期一到星期六，而只是考虑我们星期天。
Because Christ didn't bring us to faith just so that we could experience Him on Sundays, but brought us to faith so that Monday through Saturday we could live with Him, live in Him, and help others to understand what that relationship looks like.
主耶稣并不是只让我们在星期天来体会我们的信仰，他让我们把我们那个信仰活出来，从星期一到星期六，在人的面前向人展示。这个信仰怎样来改变我们的生活？因为我们有和他的关系。
One of the places that we still get a chance to walk around in America is in our grocery stores.
我们美国走的机会不多，但是在菜场里头，我们大家都要走。
And I don't know how in your family you split responsibilities, but I have certain tasks assigned to me.
我不知道在你们家是谁去买菜，但是在我们家呢，我专门有几件事情是我做的。
Though my wife does most of the grocery shopping on behalf of our family, my task is to always buy the milk.
我太太几乎家里买菜的事情都是她做的，但是有一件事情是我做的，牛奶归我买。
Growing up with three boys in the house, we went through 4 gallons of milk every week.
我们家里有四个男孩子，所以三个男孩子，所以一个星期
，three boys, four gallons.
Three boys, four gallons.
Yes. So,
but, 我家里三个男孩子，一个星期要喝四家人的牛奶啊，所以这是我也要经常去买牛奶。
But I'm also guilty because I like cereal and I have milk in my coffee.
我还喜欢吃这个燕麦片，然后我要把牛奶放到我的咖啡里头，所以这两样东西我也会去买。
There's something interesting that happens in the grocery store with milk.
这个菜场那个牛奶啊，有一个特别的地方。
They always put it at the very back of the store.
这个买牛奶摆放的地方，一直是这个店里头最后面的地方。
I think they do that because they want you to buy, to look at everything else you need to buy on the way.
他们这样的摆放可能是有意的，让你一路走过去的时候，看到各种各样不同的东西，你都会有买的欲望。
So I want to use the grocery store layout as kind of a simple way for us to understand the choices we need to make to walk differently.
所以我今天想要用这个菜场里头那些物品的摆放的格局，用这个比喻来讲述我们怎么样来做我们人生的选择，行的选择。
Because we're called to walk differently, but we're tempted to walk in our former way of life.
虽然我们受了呼召，让我们过新的生活，就是不同的新的方式走路。但是我们常常被旧的方式来诱惑。
So when we go to buy milk, we have to make a choice: which aisle are we going to go down to get back to the back of the store?
所以我们去买牛奶的时候，要到这个店的最后面去。我是 走哪几个走道过去，我要做的一个选择。
Well, if I struggle with eating, I shouldn't pass by the ice cream.
如果我抵制不了那个吃那个欲望的话呢，我最好不要走那个
冰淇淋
那个走道。
If I struggle with drinking, then I need to stay away from the wine section.
那如果我是抵制不了这个喝酒这个引诱的话呢，我不应该走过葡萄酒那个区域。
If I struggle with comparison, I don't need to walk by the magazine aisle.
那如果我是有这个这个时髦啊，这个色情这方面的诱惑的话呢，我尽量不要去从这些杂志的那个架旁边走过。
And if I struggle with dishonesty, then I shouldn't use the self-checkout.
那如果我对自己的诚实有问题在挣扎的时候呢，我就不应该去用那个自动扫码结账的这个通道。
So what was my favorite aisle?
所以我最喜欢走的那个通道是哪一个呢？
The dog food aisle.
是狗粮那个通道。
There's no struggles on that aisle.
没有任何诱惑。
It's the aisle that I can walk freely to be walking like Christ has called me to walk.
这个走道对我来说就像我能够完全自由地走在那个走道里头，就像耶稣让我走的那个样子，没有任何受不到其他的诱惑。
This is a silly illustration.
听起来好像还蛮好笑的一个比喻。
But I think it is helpful for us to illustrate that we need to make changes in our lives to be successful in following Christ.
虽然好笑，但是他在告诉我们，我们要成功的跟随耶稣的话，我们要做一些选择，怎么样来行。
There's aisles that I used to walk before knowing him that I really can no longer walk down because it encountering the struggles.
有那些走道我在认识主耶稣之前我经常走的，我再也不能走那些走道，因为他会对我有诱惑。
As I said before, sometimes we don't even remember clearly our lives before Christ.
我前面说过了，我们常常不是清楚地意识到我们认识主耶稣以前我们自己的光景，我们怎样行的。
Back when we were, as this passage talks about the 外邦人，
就是我们还是外邦人的时候，我们是怎样行的。
Part of the nations.
这个外邦人是这个外面的国度。
Part of the people who are outside the faith.
那些在信仰以外的那些人，这都是外邦人。
So how does Paul describe unbelievers in their state of futility?
所以保罗在描述那些非信徒在那个虚妄的状态中间，他用的是哪些词汇呢？
He starts in verse 18.
他在第四章第十八节开始。
And he uses a lot of words that seem a little bit unkind.
他用了很多词，这些词听起来都不是特别的好听。
But remember, he's describing us before we came to Christ.
但是要记住，他用的这些不好听的词是在描述我们自己，描述我们认识主耶稣之前。
The first word that he uses is darkened.
第一个词他用的是昏昧。
In this Greek word, it has the idea of being unable to perceive things.
这个昏昧，这个在希腊语的意思就是你能觉察不到其他的任何东西。
The truth is, we didn't find Christ in the dark. Christ found us.
事实是我们在黑暗中间，我们没有找到耶稣，而是耶稣，当我们还在黑暗之中，找到了我们。
Paul uses the word alienated.
保罗在这段圣经里头用了这个词隔离 隔绝
and this word means to be to feel like a foreigner or to feel like a stranger in a culture or a context.
就是隔绝这个词在文化这个这个概念里头呢，就是一个外这个陌生人或者是一个外国人是跟你分隔开的。
And he uses the word ignorant.
他用了这个词是无知。
And this is the word that seems most unkind.
这个无知这个词听起来是最伤人的。
But I had a fourth grade teacher that helped me understand this word a long time ago.
但是我有一个四年级的老师，他帮助我理解了这个词很长很长时间以前。
And remember, I grew up in Texas.
记着我是德州长大的孩子。
She said there's a difference between ignorant and stupid.
他跟我讲，哎，在无知和愚蠢之间是有区别的。
Stupid had a chance.
他说 愚蠢的人仍然有机会。
And what she meant by that is that we grew up in ignorance because we had not come across something to be able to understand it.
无知就是我们长成长的时候，我们还没有碰到那个我们能够理解的东西。
Where people that are stupid had the opportunity to understand it, but rejected that knowledge.
愚蠢是他有这个机会能够接受。但是拒绝了这个机会，所以愚蠢和无知是有区别的。
He also said they were hard-hearted.
他还说了这个心肠硬。
That there was a stubborn unwillingness to learn.
这个心肠硬就是非常的固执，不愿意学习，不愿意接受。
And that they were calloused.
然后还有这个是冷酷。
There was losing a capacity to feel shame or to feel embarrassment.
这个冷酷就是他没有这种概念来感觉到羞耻或者感觉到难堪。
And also deceitful desires.
然后还有就是那个欺骗人的这种欲望。
That they had lusts or desires that would mislead them from the truth.
这个情欲来把你引到歧途上去，让你离开真理。
So what's the point of Paul using these kind of tough words?
那么保罗用这些非常重的那个话，他的本意是什么？
The point here is not just having an accurate description of those without Jesus, but to warn those who have come to know Jesus from following the same path.
保罗在这里，他并不是用这些词来描述那些还不认识主的那些人的状态，而是在警告那些我们已经信主的人。让我们要避免这些状态。
The point is that in Christ we don't have to live in futility.
这个他的用意是我们在耶稣里，我们不应该有这种虚妄的状态。
Because we know our purpose and goal in life.
因为我们知道我们人生的目的和人生的目标。
We don't need to be involved in the ways of the world because through Christ we have overcome the world.
我们不应该像世界一样的形式，因为耶稣他已经战胜了世界。
And we don't need to respond like the Gentiles because we have already responded to Christ.
我们不应该像外邦一样来回应，因为我们已经回应，对耶稣有回应。
As believers who are walking with God, we must not be tempted by a lifestyle.Of those who are still walking in darkness.
那我们作为信徒，我们作为与神同行的信徒，我们不应该被那些还在黑暗中行走的人的生活方式来引诱。
Though they might engage in the things that we desire, we must believe that God's design for us is ultimately better and more fulfilling.
虽然他们在做的这些事情我们以前也愿意做，但是我们必须要相信神的计划对我们的计划是更好的，更有成就的。
Whether we are young in the faith or old in the faith, if we can understand the truth in this saying, it will save us from a lot of problems as we try to follow Christ.
不管我们信主的时间长，信主的时间短，如果我们知道这个罪的后果的话，它会能够让我们在信仰的路上少吃很多苦。
At one time, we were all ignorant of the knowledge of God.
在我们人生的某一个时候，我们可能都是对神的真理是无知的。
But through the Holy Spirit, the gospel was presented to us, and we were given a choice to receive it.
但是因的圣灵的帮助，福音给了我们，我们有了这个接受福音的机会，接受主的机会。
And for those of us who have done that, we've become enlightened by the truth of the gospel message.
对于那些接受主的那些人，我们得到了主和圣灵的引导，有了个新的生命。
And we've been given the privilege of being able to start a relationship with God through Jesus.
然后我们有了一个特权，能够和耶稣有一个特别。
But those who have refused were left in that darkness and alienation from God.
而那些还没有接受的人， 他们仍然是在黑暗中和神的爱隔绝。
And over time, risk being calloused in their response to God.
在那个过程中间，他们有那种冷酷，和悖逆，来用这种来回应神的计划。
And callousness is a dangerous thing.
这个冷酷是一个非常非常危险的一件事情。
Because this passage tells us that callousness plus rebellion leads to indecency, impurity, and greediness as people.
这段经文里头说，我们这个冷酷和背叛会把我们带到猥亵、污秽和贪婪之中。
And we become independent to meet our needs, apart from God.
然后我们会找自己的依靠，而不是想我们要依靠神，在神以外。
In the remaining verses of chapter 4, Paul moves us towards application.
在第四章接下来的这个经文里头，保罗把重点转向应用。
And he gives us an admonition to not walk in the way that we used to walk.
他给了我们一个警告，让我们不能再像以前那样行事为人。
And he challenges us to three different things.
他向我们提出了三个不同的挑战。
First,He reminds us that there are, that we didn't learn Christ by walking as an unbeliever.
他第一个告诉我们，我们要认识主耶稣，我们不能像不认识主的人那样来行事。
And he uses kind of a word play in the Greek language to explain this.
他在这里用了一个这个希腊语里头的一个词，这个学用了一个特别的词来表示这个过程。
And he references the disciples and says, this is the disciples, which the Greek word is mathetes, learned Christ, being a Greek word, manthano. And he says, basically, the disciples learned Christ by walking around with Christ.
他用的这个词实际上是在描述耶稣的门徒怎样和耶稣同行，然后从耶稣那里学。
The way they became more like Christ was to spend more time with Christ.
他们能够更像耶稣，能达到这个目的的一个方法，唯一的方法就是和耶稣一起，多花时间和耶稣在一起。
For us, we don't learn more about Jesus by continuing to walk in the way that we walked when we were unbelievers.
对我们来说，如果我们想要，更好地了解耶稣的时候，我们不能还像我们没信主的样子。没信主的时候，像那些非信徒一样来行事为人。
We learn more about Jesus by following Jesus.
我们要认识耶稣，最好的办法，唯一的办法就是跟随耶稣。
By walking by faith.
就是在信心中间行在信心中。
And watching Him provide for our lives.
然后来看他，来提供我们生活的需要。
Paul reminds the Ephesians that though he had not been there in 5 or 6 years, that he had spent 3 years with them, teaching them about Christ.
保罗在提醒以弗所教会的信徒们说，虽然他已经有6、7年时间没有和他们在一起，但在这之前他有3年时间和他们在一起来教导他们耶稣。
And he gave them 2 examples when he was with them.
然后他给了他们两个例子，他和他们在一起的时候给了他们两个例子。
One was by the words that he was teaching.
一个就是他教导的话语。
But the second was by the steps that he was taking.
另外一个就是他自己行走做榜样。
And in this opulent city that was able to satisfy every base desire, Paul had walked in holiness with Christ.
在这个以弗所这个非常富裕所有物质的欲望都能够得到满足的地方，保罗走的是一个分别为圣的生活。
And now in prison in Rome, he is still giving an example of contentment and fulfillment.
虽然他现在自己在罗马的监狱中间，他仍然在做一个非常好的榜样，这个榜样就是满足还有成就。
Second, he says we need to put off the old self and to put on the new self.
第二个在这里他讲的是我们要除去我们的老我，穿上我们的新我。
It takes an act of will an empowerment from the Holy Spirit to stop living like we used to live.
我们要有这个意志力来付之于行动，我们才能改变我们原来的样子。
The power of habit is very strong.
这个习惯这个力量是非常非常强的。
My last 2 years at the university in from 1988 to 1990, I lived in Southwood Valley.
我在这个上大学的最后两年。
1988 to 1990. When I moved back to College Station more than 20 years later.
当我二十年以后搬回到 College Station 的时候。
And I still have to drive down Southwest Parkway.
我还是习惯于从那个 Southwest Parkway 那边开过去。
For the first year that I lived here, I kept wanting to take a left on Southwood Valley.
我回来二十年以后回来的第一年，我每次开到这个地方的时候，我总是想要去左转。
My wife would simply say, "We don't live there anymore."
然后我太太就会提醒，我们早就不住在那儿。
It's an incredible thing to overcome the habits of our life.
要克服。生命中间，我们生活中间的旧的习惯，需要巨大的努力。
First, it starts by responding to the clarity of the gospel message.
首先，我们需要对清楚的福音要有回应。
We must make the choice that we want to put off the old self, the old lifestyle, and reject this world's view of greed.
首先，我们要把我们的老我除去，我们不再接受。我们要拒绝老的这种生活方式，这个世界的生活方式。
And we put on this new life as we align ourselves to God's word and the things that we are learning as we walk with Him.
我们要穿戴这个新我，把我们的行为和神的话语，对照起来，所以我们有新的生活的样式。
And the best way to do this is in community.
我这个最好的能够做这件事情的方式就是。
To have someone like my wife say, "We don't live like that anymore."
就像我太太提醒我，我们不住那儿了。
To allow mutual sharpening as we confess and encourage, and become examples of faith to one another.
当我们一起彼此认罪，互相鼓励的时候，我们能够一起得到提升，在我们的信仰上共同的提升。
The third thing is we need to remember that we have moved from being corrupted to being renewed. We need to understand this incredible impact, the incredible impact of being reconciled to Christ.
We need to understand this incredible impact, the incredible impact of being reconciled
to Christ. And it doesn't matter what your old life used to look like.
根本不在乎你以前老的生活是什么样子。
Whether you came to faith as a young child,
不管你是在年轻的时候就接受耶稣,
and only sinned against your parents and brothers and sisters,
只是对你的这个父母，经过对你的兄弟姐妹这个犯过错,
or you came to faith as an adult,
或还是你在成人的时候接受主耶稣,
and led an incredibly immoral life before you came to know Christ,
你也可能是整个过了一个道德败坏的生活很多年，然后再来到耶稣面前。
We are no longer corrupted.
不管是哪一种情况，我们不再是败坏的。
We are now renewed.
我们已经是更新了。
To be corrupt is to be considered perverse and depraved.
这个败坏就是变态或者是完全的堕落。
But to be renewed is means to start again and to end up better than when you were first corrupted.
被更新就是我们重新开始，变成新的，变成更好的，完全不像以前败坏的样子。
We need to choose to live in the reality and the resources of our new status with Jesus.
我们必须要生活在我们认识到的事实中间，我们是在耶稣里。
We don't need to walk down the same paths.
我们不再应该还是走原来那条路。
We don't need to walk with the same goals.
我们不应该还是原来那个目标，行在原来的目标里。
Sometimes we don't need to be walking with the same people.
有时候我们还 不应该和原来同样的人一起来行走。
But we need to find people that are walking with Jesus.
我们要找，要做的是找到那些和耶稣同行的人，和我们一起同行。
My question for you is the same question I have for me.
我今天给大家的问题，也是我给自己的问题。
How will you walk with Jesus this week?
你怎样和耶稣同行？这个星期你如何怎样和耶稣同行？
Will you stumble into the old and familiar pathways to walk in the ways that you walked before you met Jesus?
你会不会还在认识耶稣以前走过的这条路上再去走一遍，在那条路上跌倒呢？
Or by faith, will you choose to walk in the glorious new life that we've been offered through our relationship with Jesus?
还是因着我们的信心，我们走在那条荣耀的道路上，是神给了我们这条改变生命的新的道路上。
As a community of faith, can we commit to choose the second?
作为我们一个信仰的团体，我们能够是不是能够有这个共同的承诺，我们来走这条新的和耶稣同行的路。
Let me pray.
祷告。
Father, I thank you that through your word, through Paul, his example, through his writings, through your Holy Spirit, Lord, through Jesus living within us, that you give us this ability to reject the way that we used to walk and give us the empowerment to choose a new life of faith. I pray that this week specifically, just as we start a new week, that you would give us the courage to walk faithfully with you, to experience you, Father, and to watch you provide anything that's just so much better than what we could provide for ourselves. Lord, we love you. We want to be with you. And we want to bring glory and honor to your name. And we pray. Amen.
Amen.